Friends, now we are going to discuss another chapter, which is commercial paper. And this commercial paper is one of the solid instrument of the investment or borrowing or lending also, because it has got a beautiful structure and the instrument is created in such a way that it is friendly both to the issuer as well as to the investor also, and it meets the requirement of the financial market also. So, it is a valid instrument. So, let us talk about the commercial market and discuss with you on the terms such as what is the commercial paper, better to understand it what the instrument is. Then eligibility, who will issue, eligibility of the issue of commercial papers. Then issue of commercial paper, that is credit enhancement limits at the time of issuance, these issue may crop up. Then form of the instrument, mode of issuance and its redemption, trading and the settlement of the commercial paper, then buyback of the commercial paper, duties and obligations of the various parties involved in the commercial paper, purpose of issuance of the commercial paper, why it is issued, investment characteristics as well as commercial paper market, its yield, and finally the advantages and disadvantages of the commercial market. So, let us start our discussion. To understand first what is the commercial paper. The commercial paper is the most prevalent form of the security in the money market, issued at a discount always with a yield slightly higher than the treasury bills. The main issuer of the commercial paper are the financial companies and the banks, but also include some of the corporation with a stronger credit rating and even corporation and the sovereign funds. The main buyers of the commercial papers are the mutual funds, banks and also insurance companies and pension funds also. So, they are issuers also and the buyers also, because who doesn't want the finance? As and when they require, they can use this instrument. The commercial paper is generally an unsecured promissory note for a specified amount to be paid at a specified date and are issued by the finance companies, banks and the corporations with an excellent credit rating. They are issued at discount. The main purchaser and the other corporation, main purchaser are the other corporations, insurance companies, commercial banks and mutual funds. The term ranges from 7 days to 1 year. That means minimum term of issuance of the commercial paper is a 7 days, maximum term is a 1 year. What is commercial paper? The commercial paper is an unsecured money market instrument issued in the form of promissory note. Commercial paper as a privately placed instrument was introduced somewhere in 1990 with a view to enable highly rated corporate borrowers to diversify their sources of the short-term borrowing and to provide an additional instrument to the investment or investor. Subsequently, primary dealers came into the existence, which is popularly called as PDs. And all your financial institutions, that is FI, were also permitted to issue the commercial paper to enable them to meet their short-term funding obligation or requirements. Who can issue the commercial paper? Eligibility for issue of the commercial paper. In the Indian scenario, the issuer of commercial paper would be companies, primary dealers, financial institutions, who are permitted to raise a short-term resources through the commercial paper. A company would be eligible to issue commercial paper provided the tangible net worth of the company as per the latest audited financial paper or financial result is not less than 4 crores of rupees. So, minimum requirement of the net worth is 4 crores. The company has been sanctioned working capital limit by the bank or financial institution, and the borrower accounts for the company is classified as a standard asset by the financing bank or the institution. Thus, the eligible entity should have to invest in the capital commercial paper in India, or individuals, banks, other corporate bodies, and the unincorporated bodies, non-resident Indians, and foreign institutional investors, that is FII, and they are permitted to invest in the commercial paper. FII shall be eligible to invest in the commercial paper subject to such a condition that as may be set up for them by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, and compliance with the provision of the Foreign Exchange Management Act, that is FEMA, under deposits regulations. In the international scenario also, the issuers can be divided into the financial and non-financial companies, although most of the issuers are the financial companies, and there are three types of financial company exist internationally, and these are: one is a captive finance companies, then bank related finance companies, and third one is independent finance companies. These are the private sector companies. Captive finance companies are the subsidiaries of the manufacturers specifically created for that, with the purpose of providing the financing for the manufacturer. The largest selling of the commercial paper in India sometime back, it was General Motor Corporation, that is GMAC, and is also captive finance company that provides financing for the customers of the General Motors. So, issuer and financer is a one and the same. Other vehicle manufacturers also have the captive finance companies to promote the sale of their vehicles. Bank holding the company general use the finance companies to cater to the customers with a weaker credit. Independent finance companies are not affiliated with any other company or bank, hence the name. Generally, only corporations which are highest credit rating can issue the commercial papers. Some companies with a weaker credit can get a credit enhancement so that they can issue the commercial papers. Asset backed commercial paper is backed by high quality collateral. Credit supported commercial paper is often guaranteed by an organization which have an excellent credit rating, such as bank. Then often a letter of credit is also issued for the purpose, which is referred as to letter of credit paper, LOC paper. The bank promises to pay the face value of the paper if the issuer does not. Other cost that the issuer must pay is an agent's fee to a bank for doing the paperwork necessary to issue the commercial paper, and thousands of dollars to have an issue rated by the credit rating organization such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's. These are the credit rating agencies. Issue of commercial papers, credit enhancement, limits, these are the purposes. Commercial papers can be issued as a standalone product, and it would not be obliged in any manner on the part of the banks and financial institutions to provide a standby facility to issuers of the capital commercial paper. Banks and FIs may be based on their commercial judgment and subject to certain terms and conditions. Non-bank entities may also provide unconditional and irrevocable guarantee for credit enhancement. The issuer fulfills the eligibility criteria which is prescribed for the issuance of the commercial paper. The guarantor has a credit rating at least to notch the higher than the issuer given by the appropriate CRA, that is credit rating agency, and the offer document of the commercial paper properly discloses the net worth of the issuer or the guarantor company, name of the companies in which the guarantor has issued the similar guarantees, then the extent to which the guarantee is offered by the guarantor company and the conditions under which the guarantee will be invoked. The aggregate amount of the commercial paper that can be issued by any issuer shall always be within the limit as approved by its board of directors and quantum indicated by the credit rating agency for the specified rating, whichever is low. Banks and financial institutions shall have the flexibility to fix the working capital limit, duly consideration for the resources and the pattern of company's financing, including the commercial paper which is proposed to be issued or issued. An issue of commercial paper by FIs, that is financial institution, shall be within the overall umbrella limit as prescribed by them in the master circular issued by the SEBI and the Reserve Bank of India. The total amount of the commercial paper proposed to be issued should be raised within the period of the 2 weeks from the date of its issuance, date of which the issue opens and the issue for the subscription. Commercial paper may be issued on the single date or in a parts on the different dates. If the latter case, the commercial paper shall have the same maturity date. Every issue of commercial paper, every renewal of the commercial paper shall be treated as a fresh issuance. Form of the instrument, mode of issuance, and the redemptions. These three issues we are going to discuss now. First one is a form in which the commercial paper should be issued. Commercial paper shall be issued in the form of a promissory note and held in a physical form or in dematerialization form, demat form, through any of the depositories approved by the registered SEBI, registered with the SEBI. If all the RBI regulated entities can deal in and hold the commercial paper only in dematerialized format through such a depositories. Fresh investment by RBI regulated entities shall be always and only in the dematerialized format. Commercial paper issued in the denomination of rupees 5 lakh minimum and in multiples thereof, and the amount invested by the single investor should not be less than rupees 5 lakhs. That is the face value I am referring to. As I said, commercial paper is always issued at the discount rate to its face value as may be determined by the issuer. No issuer shall have the issued commercial paper underwritten or co-accepted. Options, what we have discussed in earlier chapter, that is call option and put options, are not permitted or not eligible for commercial papers. Tenor, what could be the period of the commercial paper? Commercial paper shall be issued for the maturities between minimum period of 7 days and maximum up to 1 year from the date of its issuance. The maturity date of the commercial paper shall not go beyond the date up to which the credit rating for the issuer is valid. Procedure for issuance. Every issuer must appoint an intermediary power of attorney for issuance of the commercial paper, which popularly called as the IPA, and IPA is nothing but it is a depository. The issuer should disclose the potential investor, its latest financial position as per the standard market practice. After the exchange of confirmation of the deal of having to be issued the commercial paper between the investor and the issuers, the issuer shall arrange for the crediting the commercial paper to the demat account of the investor with the depository with IBA. The issuer shall give the investor a copy of IPA certificate to the effect that the issuer has a valid agreement with IPA and documents are in order. So, IPA is responsible for documentation part. Rating requirement. Eligible participants and issuers shall obtain the credit rating for the issuance of the commercial paper from any of the SEBI registered CRA, that is credit rating agencies. The minimum credit rating shall be A3 as per the rating symbol and the definition prescribed by the SEBI. The issuer shall ensure that the time of issuance of this commercial paper that the rating obtained is a current and he has not fallen due for the review. Investment and redemption. The investor in the commercial paper, that is primary subscriber, shall pay at discounted value of the commercial paper to the account of issuer through the IPA, that is intermediary. The investor holding the commercial paper in the physical form shall on maturity present the instrument for the payment to the issuer through the IPA, and the holder of the commercial paper which is in dematerialized form shall get the commercial paper redeemed and receive the payment through IPA only. Documentation procedure. The standard procedure and the documentation for the commercial paper is prescribed in consultation with FIMDA. FIMDA is nothing but a fixed income money market and derivative association of India, in consensus with the international best practices. Issuer or the IPA shall follow the operational guidelines which are issued by the FIMDA from the time to time with the approval of Reserve Bank of India. Trading and settlement of the commercial papers. All OTC, that is over the counter, that is all OTC's trades in the commercial paper shall be reported, see, within 15 minutes of its issuance or its trade to the reporting platform of Clear Corp dealing system, that is CDSIL. OTC trades in the commercial paper shall be settled through the clearing house of the National Stock Exchange, that is NSE, that is the National Stock Clearing Corporation of India Limited. Further, the clearing house of the Bombay Stock Exchange, that is BSE, and Indian Clearing Corporation Limited, ICCL, and the clearing house of the MCX, that is Stock Exchange, that is MCX SX Clearing Corporation Limited, as per the norms specified by NSCCL, ICCL and CCL from time to time. The settlement of the cycle of the OTC trades in the commercial paper shall be T plus 0, that is on the same day, or T plus 1 day. buyback of commercial papers. Issuer may buy back the commercial paper issued by them to the investor before its maturity. There is a provision. So, buyback of the commercial paper shall be through the secondary market and at the prevailing market price. The commercial paper shall not be brought back before the minimum period, which is 7 days from the date of its issuance. So, everything happens even if the buyback is to be happened, that is after 7 days period, because 7 days is the minimum period that has to be completed. Issuer shall intimate the IPA, that is intermediary power of attorney holder or maybe depository of the buyback undertaken. The buyback of the commercial paper should be undertaken after the taking into consideration the approval from the board of directors of the company. Duties and obligations. The duties and obligations of the issuer, IPA, and the CRA are enumerated here. The issuer's duty is, the issuer shall ensure that the guidelines and the procedures which is laid down for the issuance of the commercial paper is strictly adhered to. Whereas, in IPA's obligations are more, because the IPA shall ensure that the issuer has minimum credit rating as stipulated by RBI, and the amount mobilized through the issuance of the commercial paper is within the quantum indicated by the credit rating agency for the specified rating or as approved by the board of directors of the company, whichever is lower. The IPA shall certify that it has a valid agreement in place, and the IPA shall verify that all the documents submitted by the issuer, that is copy of the board resolution, signatures of the authorized executant, and they are in order, and shall issue a certificate to that effect also. Certified copies of the original documents to be verified by IPA and shall be held on the custody of the IPA. All the scheduled banks acting as an IPAs shall report the details of the issuance of the commercial paper on the online return filing platform, that is ORFS platform of RBI, within 2 days from the date of issuance of the commercial paper. IPAs shall immediately report on occurrence of the full particulars of the default, if any, in repayment of the commercial paper to the Chief General Manager of Reserve Bank of India, that is Financial Market Department, and IPAs shall also report all instances of buyback also to the Reserve Bank of India, Financial Market Department. Credit rating agencies, that is CRA. CRA shall be abide by the code of conduct as prescribed by the SEBI for the CRAs for undertaking the rating of the capital market instruments, which shall be applicable for rating the commercial papers. And the CRAs shall have a discretion to determine the validity period of rating depending upon their judgment and perceptions about the strength of the issuer, and they shall at the time of rating clearly indicate that date when the rating is due for the renewal also. The CRAs shall closely monitor the rating which is assigned to them or assigned to the issuer vis-a-vis their track record also at the regular interval, and shall make their revision in the rating public through the publications and the website. Purpose of issuance. Why commercial paper is required? What is the purpose? The purposes are various. While creditworthy corporations can borrow from the bank for the primary rate of interest, they may be able to borrow at lower rate by selling the commercial paper also. So, the profitability is a one. Commercial paper is also sold to provide a seasonal and working capital for the corporation to provide a bridge financing. Bridge financing until the longer term securities are sold and until money is expected to be received, such as tax receipts and other finance and purchase for other securities. So, bridge finance is nothing but when the loan or any other expected finance, expected inflow of the cash is maybe a 15 days duration or 1 month duration, requires 1 month duration, but intervening period they require the funds. So, during that intervening period of 1 month or so or 15 days or so, the commercial paper came into the existence, it will be issued, their fund requirement will be over, and when actual loan will be granted or inflow of the cash will come, at that point of time this commercial paper commitment of the repayment can be fulfilled by these companies. It can finance the project immediately by issuing the commercial paper with a maturity that coincides with the projected lower interest rate. Then it is issuance for the long term bonds and use of the proceeds to pay redemption of the commercial paper. What are the investment characteristics of the commercial paper? Most commercial paper has a maturity of about 45 days and most are less than 90 days. Although some commercial papers has a maturity up to 1 year, that is the maximum one. The terms of the commercial paper are determined by number of factors. One factor is a market. Buyers of the commercial paper generally buy the terms that they want to coincide with their need of money. That is, just now we have seen that about bridge finance. What is the commercial paper market in India? Most commercial paper is brought into the primary market. The primary market consists of the directly placed and the dealer placed paper. Directly placed paper, commercial papers, is sold directly to the investor by the issuer without the services of the securities firm. Most issuers of the direct papers are finance companies, and that they sell the large amount of the paper continually, and they have sales people to sell the paper to the investors also. Dealer paper is issued using the services of the securities firm, usually an investment bank, but increasingly large commercial banks. Although commercial paper is a most prevalent money market instrument, the secondary market is very small, primarily because of the terms of the commercial papers are very short, and because of the buyers of the commercial paper usually purchases the paper with maturities that coincides with their need for money. Hence, the most holders of the commercial paper hold it till maturity only. Commercial paper yield benefit. Commercial paper is discount instrument, as I said earlier also, and the interest earned is the difference between the face value and the discounted purchase price. Internationally, the yield is derived by taking into consideration a banker's years of 360 days. The yield on the commercial paper is usually between 10 to 20 basis points above the treasury bill of the same maturity, primarily because of the interest earned from the commercial paper is unlike treasury bill and is not exempt from state or local tax. So, taxes are applied are applicable. Commercial paper also has a lower liquidity than the treasury bill, that is T-bills, where trading in the secondary market is more active and bid and ask spread are very narrow. There is also some credit risk. The main credit risk stems from rollover risk when the issuer may not be able to sell the new paper to pay a maturity paper, either because of the market has changed or the credit rating of the issuer has been lowered or downgraded. To calculate the investment yield, how to calculate that? Bond equivalent yield, the commercial paper to compare it to the rates of the return of the other investments, calculate the interest rate for the period first and then compound the rate by the number of periods in a year. So, how to calculate that? Simple formula. Formula for calculating the investment yield or bond equivalent yield, that is BEY, B. B is equal to interest rate per term will be calculated first, that is face value minus price paid divided by price paid. Whatever the amount comes, you multiply it by the actual number of days in a year divided by term length in the days. This will give the figure of days, that is bond equivalent yield. Advantages and disadvantages of the commercial paper. Commercial paper is a lower cost alternate to the line of credit with bank. Once the business becomes established and builds a very high credit rating, it is often cheaper to draw a commercial paper than on the bank line of the credit. Nevertheless, many companies still maintain the commercial paper or bank lines as a only backup and use the commercial papers. Banks often charges a fees for the amount of the line of credit that does not have the balance, because under the capital regulatory regime, it set out the base accounts. Banks must anticipate that such unused lines of credit will be drawn upon a company which is getting, when the company goes into the financial distress. They must therefore put aside the equity capital of account for the potential loan losses, also on the currently unused part of the lines of the credit, and will usually charge a fee for the cost of this capital, this equity capital. Advantages of the commercial paper: high credit rating fetches lower cost of the capital. This is one of the good advantage. Wide range of maturity provides more flexibility. It does not create any lien on the assets of the company by issuance of the commercial paper. Tradability of the commercial paper provides investor with exit option also. These are 3-4 advantages for the commercial paper. Some disadvantages includes its usage is limited to only the blue chip companies. Then issuance of the commercial paper bring down the bank's credit limit. A high degree of control is exercised on issuance of the commercial paper, and standby credit may become necessary. This is all about the commercial paper in short. Thank you very much.